Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets.
Today's recipe is all about an air fryer apple pie. And we made this using our air fryer oven, but you could do this in a basket air fryer as well. And we also feature air fryer apple pie in the complete air fryer cookbook, which you can now pre-order and comes out in September. And oh wow, apple pie in the air fryer. You know, I just hear the words warm apple pie and I'm there. I absolutely love apple pie. Husband hates it, Sophia hates it, me and George loves it. It was my dad's favourite pie when I was growing up as well, and it's just so nice. And what I actually did is I came across this old school little pie container, and I thought to myself, oh wow, that'll make a brilliant apple pie in the air fryer. So that's what I bought. I don't even have it now. I've got now for my pies. What I've got is I picked it up from Lakeland, but you could get similar from everywhere. And it's like a loose bottom flan dish. And it's 18 centimetres, so 7 inches. And it's just perfect. You can roll it out and then you can very easily turn it into a pie. You can use it for your quiches as well. It's just wonderful. So to start with, what we recommend you do is you gather up your ingredients and then you make your pie crust first, or as I would just call it, making short crust pastry. So it's whatever you want to call it. And then what you actually need, once you've made out your pastry, I recommend you roll the bottom of your pie first and then add in your ingredients and then add in the top. So beyond the air fryer pie crust and your pie pan, you'll need about 325 grams of small apple chunks. I just go with peeling and cubing as many apples that'll fit in my pie pan, really. It's not something you really want to measure, is it? So if you don't do grams, don't worry about it. Just grab a handful of apples. If they're bigger apples, you'll need less. Perfect for if you've got your own apple tree. Why don't I have an apple tree? I want an apple tree now. It sounds good. We used to have a lemon tree in Portugal and it was just so nice. Whenever you needed lemon for a recipe, you could just grab it. So then, apart from the apple chunks, some caster sugar, which I believe in the US, it's got a really long name to it. I think they call it extra fine white sugar or powdered sugar or something like that. But I found that granulated sugar just does the same job. So if you're in the US, 2 ounces of granulated sugar is fine. A small lemon, and you want the zest and the juice. 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of mixed spice. But listen, there's an easier way to do this. Whilst those are the ingredients I would measure out, and you would in the UK, if you're in the US, you can swap that 3.5 teaspoons of seasoning for 3.5 teaspoons of pumpkin spice. It'll do a great job and it's a brilliant all-rounder for seasonings. And then 1 small egg for your egg wash and a little bit of extra sugar for sprinkling on top to give it that lovely colour. And that's the main ingredients. You can, of course, which I also do, is a can of condensed milk, sweetened, toss the apples in it, and they're just absolutely delicious like that as well. So roll out your pie crust and, like I said, put it into the bottom of your pie pan. And then place your just peeled and diced apples along with your lemon, cinnamon and nutmeg into the pie pan and push them down and make sure there are no apple gaps and it's just fully loaded. And then roll out the remaining pie crust over the apples and press down. And then stab with a knife in the middle to allow the pie room to breathe as it cooks so all the air can escape and steam. And then use a pastry brush to add a layer of egg wash and then sprinkle with the remaining sugar. Then place it in the middle shelf of your air fryer oven or into your air fryer basket. Cook for 30 minutes at 180 Celsius, that's 360 Fahrenheit. And then how do you serve your pie? Cream, ice cream, custard? We've all got so many different examples, haven't we? And, you know, on average, 6 or 7 medium apples will be perfect for this. But your pie dish might be bigger or smaller than ours. And you can also do mini ones in little ramekins, which is perfect for if you've got a smaller air fryer or if you're feeding less people.
So thanks for listening, and I'm so pleased to be able to say that now our air fryer cookbook is available on pre-order. If you head over to recipethis.com and then search air fryer cookbook, you can find out all the details on there on how to pre-order our very first ever air fryer cookbook, which is made for you. It's going to have metric and imperial measurements in it. It's going to be international with a lot of recipes that would suit everyone, and I just can't wait until it actually becomes available and I get to share with you all the recipes that are going to be featured. So right now you can pre-order, and I'm just so excited.